I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Joining me now is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Bledsoe's Barbecue recently branched out to a second location, which Jonathan explains is a bit fancier than the original. It even has chairs.
Bledsoe's has been, for the last few years, probably the best barbecue place in town, or one of the best two or three, in its original location in Compton, like right next door to a storefront church that it sometimes like shares a dining room with. The idea of fine dining is eating on plastic patio furniture around a makeshift table out back by the smokers and the trash bins. Now they opened I guess you'd have to call it a fancier branch uptown, in collaboration with the guys who run Golden State and with Noah Gallutin, who's a well-known blogger who I guess is doing a lot of the cooking. And it's a completely different place with, one hopes, the same food.
So what should we order when we go to Bledsoe's?
When you get there, there'll be a few things. One, there'll be a cocktail menu, and they sort of care about those. There's an interesting, actually pretty basic, but good old-fashioned. There's a list of beers, as you would expect. And after you get your drinks out of the way, the menu comes out, and there's a million options for you to check off. But there's one, if you're going with a group of people, and you probably should come up with a group of people because, you know, we're talking about barbecue, is the tray. One check, and you get every single thing on the menu.
So what's on the tray?
There are some rib tips, which are the chewy bits of the pig. There's a half chicken, and there's a bunch of pork ribs, minus the tips, which you've already eaten. There's a couple of hot links, which are really nice. They're big, and they're taut, and they're a little bit coarse. They're not exactly like the ones you'd get in Texas at some of the famous pits, but they're good. They absorb the smoke. There's pulled pork, which is pork that is pulled and is not necessarily the most persuasive version you've ever tasted. And then, of course, there's the brisket, which is what the restaurant is put on earth to do. It's just wonderful brisket, sort of, you know, melting, and the fat melts in your mouth. And the meat is, it has substance, but it pulls apart into these striations, and you chew it or you gum it or you do whatever you can to get as much of it inside you as you can. I've got to say, I like the ability to just check one box and get all of it, to have to make no decisions whatsoever. Though I can see going back in the future, maybe I would just get brisket because it's by so far the best thing there.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Glad to be here.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about the new outpost of Bledsoe's on La Brea in West Hollywood. You can get a text message with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes by texting the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And don't forget to check out the Good Food restaurant map, where you can find all of Jonathan's restaurant recommendations.